Yeah, no, it was a good college try, but so I'm not going to dox Ralph. I'm not going to dox his stream key, and I'm not going to unban Plague Gang.
Don't dox Ethan.
Yeah, no.
I missed what Ethan said to you. Can I get a rundown?
He got mad that Flamenco was trying to give him an intervention, even though he needs to.
Even though Flamenco didn't bring it up, Ralph brought it up.
Hey, Onion Wizard, stop playing the stuff in the background or I'm going to keep you muted.
Mute him.
Okay, I'm muting him.
The whole stream was kind of hard to watch, so I just...
Yeah, I don't know, dude. Honestly. I don't know, dude. All I can say is I genuinely hope Rob gets help, and I will not be streaming.
Flamenco, can you hear me?
I will not be co-hosting with him unless he is sober, so that's all I really have to say on it.
Oh, so did he tell you off stream that he's drunk and stuff?
No, I think it's pretty self-evident from what we heard.
Well, no, he swears up and down. Yeah.
Hold up. Let me rephrase that. From my own guess that he was on some sort of substance, that is what I'm guessing is that he is on some form of substance. And I just told him flat out, I will not be co-hosting with you if you are not sober.
It's gotta be Zannies.
I have no clue. I'm not gonna speculate on it. That's just
someone tell him to please unmute me.
Ultimatum. No. You're not muted on my side. I'm sorry. Oh. Talking over you. My bad. Well, Onion Wizard, stop fucking playing songs while people are trying to talk. That I don't know what to tell you, dude. Stop being an annoying faggot, and then maybe people.
Oh, I have Onion Wizard. I already have Onion Wizard muted.
Yeah, I muted him. My server muted him. So if you stop playing the fucking music, I'll unmute you. Okay, cool. There we go. All right.
Flamenco, Ralph was saying he was in here earlier, and he was telling us that he was completely sober.
And we all doubted it.
I have no proof. I don't have a breathalyzer.
There's a fucking pill bottle from the stream. But there's one on stream.
I don't have any proof. But I am, like I said, I told him I'm not going to stream with him if he is not sober. So
that's understandable.
So does that mean like for tomorrow, Friday, you're not going to?
If he's streaming, I'm not streaming. Yeah, well, I'm not gonna co-host.
Well, that means you. I mean, that just means
this whole time.
You and Gator can start your own stream. You and Gator can start your own stream with
we'll figure that out. It might be a call for him, but me and Gator have no interest in usurping his time slot or like taking over his show or anything like that. We genuinely just want him to get better.
I gotta say, you took his rambling on the chin rather well, man.
I'm no stranger to intoxicated people's ranting and stuff. It's stuff that I've dealt with before. I don't have any ill will towards him. If he gets help, I will be the first person to welcome him back. But I'm just not going to enable him by co-hosting with him or anything like
right.
that.
Did he mention any problems to you off stream or anything
nothing that I'm going to repeat here. Yeah, no, I'm not going to do that.
Flamenco, why do you think he's untrustworthy?
I never said that he's untrustworthy.
I'd meet Onion Wizard again.
Well, yeah, he's worried about you leaking his phone number.
Yeah, I gotta mute Onion Wizard again. Sorry, buddy.
Why does your Discord think that SPCC's turned on you?
Huh?
Someone said all of SPCC is turned on Flamenco.
I don't know. Dude, I don't know. I don't think anyone's turned on me. I don't think anything.
Someone
like,
please ask him
on.
To unmute me, undeafen me, please.
No.
I hear Malka, I hear you. I'm just been talking over you. I'm sorry, dude. I didn't mean to like confuse
Damn,
you.
Damn, I guess apologizing. It sounds soft.
Yeah.
People were saying like, "Oh, you need to stand up for yourself. You need to, you know, take a stand."
Okay. I've taken a stand. If he comes on the stream again not sober, then I'm just not going to co-host with him.
Flamenco, take the kids and go to your mom's house.
Flamenco, what did you think of Jim's tweet?
Flamenco's doing fine, guys. He's an adult. Yeah, stop flaming.
Yeah, exactly. That's the other thing. I am an adult.
What did you think of James' tweet?
Which one?
The image of the Verizon guy.
Oh yeah, I think I posted my thoughts in my own tweet pretty succinctly.
Man, what a
Flamenco, do you have your own Discord?
I do. It's on my stream. I'm actually going to be streaming in about 2 minutes.
Did you get that ice cream?
Huh?
Did you ever get that ice cream?
I mean, I'm actually going to go get it. I'm going to let people know, and I'm going to put a pre-roll on, and then I'm going to go, like, because it's like 5 minutes to the gas station, so I'm just going to go get a quick...
I'll just
go post enjoy it. Yourself, fam.
Are you streaming on YouTube? Yeah, no problem.
There is a YouTube link where you can find me. Medicare Fembot has graciously loaned me her live stream channel, so you can find me on there if you have to watch on YouTube. Yeah, we're good friends. I don't know about friends, but like she was one of the
good acquaintances.
Yeah, there's also like a thunderstorm and my lights just flickered, so if I
dox yourself, bro, keep going.
Huh? Yeah, dog's my overall generic thing.
You just keep doing it, man.
Yeah, I don't know.
God damn it.
I don't know where else.
Nobody's that paranoid. Okay.
That's a good point. But if it goes down, I'm not like leaving or anything. I just want to let you guys know.
Basement of warehouse.
I'm gonna stream I'm gonna stream on dlight.tv/flamenco.
Shit, ban text from your server.
Why ban text?
No, because don't ban text. No, let's keep
him. Like, dude, I have Tone as a fucking mod, and so you know,
text is funny.
Do you have your own Discord, Flamenco?
I have my own Discord.
Onion Wizard just came in.
Did you link it here or no? You can't link it here.
I did link it.
Yeah, you can link it here if you want, dude. Oh, ban text. Yeah, I think I might ban Onion Wizard.
No, don't ban either of them. They're not played.
My old Discord got deleted. So yeah.
What happened to that?
Huh?
Oh, what happened to your old Discord? How did it get yeeted?
I don't know. I think it might have probably been the rape swastikas that people were posting.
Discord goes hard on that.
The swastikas that were made out of the word rape probably did it. I don't know for sure. But now my mod's just try to keep it within the TOS. Like try to keep the niggers to a fucking minimum, and like, you know, maybe just delete and ban the people who are posting rape swastikas.
But those are windmills of peace.
No, those are
ass blast anyone who steps even the slightest bit online.
Even Christian says it's a sign of good luck.
Those are windmills of rape, and I don't think people really care for all the rape.
Oh my god!
Yeah, no, I am like Ralph didn't like
Ralph Rehab Pillstream.
I know, Flamenco, you can't talk about what Ralph said, but can you talk about what Gator was saying?
I will not. Gator can tell. Gator can talk for himself. I'm not going to speak for him.
Can you answer whether Gator got in touch with Nora like you said he was going to?
I don't know. I didn't ask him. I'm sorry.
All right.
You should tell him to jump in here.
Yeah. I think Gator's also tired. I just want to know if you cared or anything. I don't know. It's I don't know.
No, none of us care.
95% of the concern is like, you know, completely bullshit. Like, I'm getting fucking messages from Zoom that saying like, oh, you and Gator should just go do your show. You guys are doing nigger, you were fucking ragging on me and Gator both like 2 months ago. That's the thing. Like, I do genuinely appreciate the compassion if it's actually real from people, but if it's not, if it's just to like fuck with Ralph, then
you should
it's
totally
like,
do your
okay,
own show
well,
just to
I,
fuck I, with I, Ralph, and it would be entertaining as fuck.
I actually like the show. I've been watching it for like a year, so
the idea is that if we do that, it's kind of a sign that Ralph needs to go get help, and if he goes gets help, then we'll just hand it over to him when he gets.
At what
help.
Point do you think he needs help? I think he's already at that point.
Yeah, no, he does need help. It's just he needs to actually want help. That's the problem.
You guys are enabling him at this point.
You are enabling him. You need to make your own.
Yeah, no, that's why we're not going to stream or co-host with him when he's intoxicated. Okay, like that.
You shouldn't co-host with him until he gets help.
Yeah, that's the decision that I've made. I don't know. I Gator probably will make the same decision, but
he's spitting your face tonight. He's spitting.
I don't care. I don't care about that.
You try to help him and he spit in your face.
I don't care about
listen
that.
Listen to the
man. Like I said,
if he goes
and gets help, then I will be the first one to forgive him. I'll welcome him back, but until he does that, I don't want to enable him.
What would getting help look like?
Joining some sort of AA program, joining some sort of going to some sort of detox center, anything really. Like we can tell, like, you know, because everyone here has already made their assumptions, and I'm gonna guess that they're probably 99% right. He's not in a good mental state, and he's not sober. So if he's not sober, we're just not going to stream with him.
Are you worried that Ralph has any kind of personal information on you that he could leak out on you in retaliation?
I don't think Ralph has any of my information. He might have my name on Patreon, but he'd have to go find that. And even if it is, then like it's a very generic name, and I'm not too worried. Plus, I don't really say anything online that like it's like, oh wow, I don't drop the hard R super hard or anything. So you know, I don't fucking care, dude.
You're not posting rape swastikas on Twitter?
Yeah, I'm not posting rape swastikas. I'm pretty bland and milk toast. I mean, I'm for like, you know, yeah. I'm pretty mundane. But if he does, then it's like, it's something he did. But I might just go ahead. I don't know.
Has anyone else, like, from outside of like Ralph Retort, whatever circles, anyone else reached out to you?
A few people, but I'm not interested in going on with them. I don't know.
I think the top pocket is done. I mean, you hear all that beeping on him.
Yeah, no shit.
Well, hopefully he gets the help he needs.
Yeah,
what is that noise?
Who's beeping?
I think it's Chemist.
It's Mad Chemist.
What am I doing?
You're beeping, bro.
How could
well,
I be?
I do genuinely appreciate
it. It's probably your mic, man. Don't get angry.
I'm
not angry.
Let's mute him.
Well, good. Don't get angry. I'm happy.
I don't know.
Flamingo, just make your own show with Gator.
That might be something we might have to do, but like I said, neither of us are interested in doing a show past like the next couple of days.
Hey, Flam, can we get some more Evil and Monster Girl Futurism?
If only Monster Girl Futurism. You can find all of that on rightwingsquads.blogspot.com. Actually, it's the very first Google search when you look up Evolian Monster Girl Futurism.
Flamingo, what's your content like? What do you typically cover?
I mostly play Vidya or like watch videos that people suggest. I just do gaming streams, dude. I just do gaming streams.
Dope.
I annoy my chat by playing fucking gay games like League of Legends too. So I mean,
I thought you said you played video games.
I do play video games.
Wait, play League of Legos? What the fuck have I been missing?
I played that today because I've been fucking bitten by the fucking auto chess bug.
Oh, dude. I mean, I hear their new auto chess is pretty good, but I'd never play it.
Yeah, well, they've got a version of, and honestly, like, I kind of miss League because I do miss like the kind of competitive thing. Although I'm torn between whether or not I should start that at Rainbow Six Siege, but I'm not fat enough to like do that like professionally. Like Wayne,
Rainbow Six Siege for sure. I play that shit all the time. It's fun.
Yeah.
Other than League, what are you actually playing right now?
Bloodstained right now. That's like the prime.
On Switch?
No, on PC. I'm going to be playing a lot of Mario Maker though on PC soon.
Fuck yeah!
Or not Mario Maker on PC. Right, Mario Maker on Switch.
Would you ever do the Master Chief Collection on PC?
Yeah, probably. It's kind of fucking weird that they're starting with ODST, but I'll totally fucking play through all of them. I don't know. It depends on the online play specifically, because if there's like good online play, I'll actually go out and buy it. But if not, I'll just pirate it. Mostly because I've bought in all those games before already. When is like the Master Chief Collection supposed to like be rolling out on PC?
I think Reach is getting a soft rollout soon, honestly. And it's going to be available for Game Pass and Game Pass on PC, which I'd be okay with because I think Reach was probably my favorite one.
Yeah, that opinion's pretty common.
I've never owned an Xbox, so I don't really play Halo.
You know, I never really got into Reach multiplayer. The multiplayer that I really got into two in Halo Online.
Wait, which one online? You cut out there.
Halo 2 and Halo 3.
Oh, right on.
Master Chief Collection is coming to Steam, but there's no release date yet. That's coming soon.
I don't know what Dame is trying to say. Oh, and of course, now I feel really bad. I hope Memology doesn't fucking get killed in his government's coup d'etat.
Yeah, I was looking that shit up.
Yeah.
Where's that?
Honduras.
Oh, Honduras.
Yeah. I don't know. I want Memology to continue making quality. And I want him to, like, I don't know, because he'd be a net benefit to society.
You might see him in Texas very soon.
Yeah.
Very possible.
And you told him to stop drinking. Now you know you were wrong. Flamenco confirmed autistic. Well, I mean, this was on stream. I don't know what to fucking say.
Honestly, that was just too funny when I reset. Yeah, my problem with you is
Barbara Walters over here.
Do you think he got upset because he thought that you were trying to take his stream away?
Honestly, from timing, like, he was radio silent for until me and Gator did a stream and pulled in like decent numbers, and I think that might have been
just a substance talking. It's not really him.
No, I'm 100%. Like I said, if he goes and gets help, then me and Gator want to fucking hand over the show to him and like wish him the best and say be the first ones to forgive him and shit. Like I don't hold any ill will because I've known people that have gone through substance abuse. It's a fucking disease and they're not entirely within their control when they're doing stuff. But the caveat to that is that you can't make excuses for them when they don't want to go get help.
Yeah.
Can't even admit that he was fucked up on stream tonight.
Yeah. Yeah. So, you know,
he came in here with a straight fucking face and told us that he's stone cold sober.
Yeah, he got fucking angry at us. Ralph yelled at me, I'm gonna cry tonight.
We heard him hitting the bong and taking pills.
I've insulted my wife glass myself.
I think you shouldn't taking it too easy on him, Flamenco. Even though I don't think you should be mad at him, but
well, I mean, that's like I said, dude. I I've just made my decision. If he continues to be abusing whatever he's abusing, I'm just not going to be co-hosting, and that's just it. So,
does Ralph know about your future plans of college and stuff?
I've told him a couple of times before, but I was going to tell, like, before he left, I was going to let him know that, like, in like a couple of months I'm going to be like going to school full time and having a fucking bitch of a commute 4 days.
Ralph doesn't even know what state he's
in. Yeah, Ralph doesn't know what state I'm in.
No, I was talking about Ralph doesn't know what state he's in.
I don't think
he's
Ralph knows what gone. Day it is. Yeah, Ralph doesn't know what day it is right now.
His Twitter for the past week has been fucking gibberish.
Yeah, seriously.
It has been embarrassing. It's
easy to laugh.
Yeah. Yeah. All right. So,
why hasn't Nora said anything to this man?
I haven't talked to Nora. I don't know any of her contact information. They're doing well, but, you know.
Wait, Flamenco, what's your hot take on the Memphis 10? Well.
What's my hot take on what now?
On the Memphis 10?
They're doing well. Like, you think the man's wife would call him and tell him to turn off the fucking
screen? She's on the other side of the country too, on the other side of the planet too, so there's like not a whole lot of ability for her to, like, you know, reach out and shit. I mean, she I don't know what time it is over there.
She's a med student, so she's most likely going to bed around like 9 or 10.
If she is a nursing student, I'll tell you from experience.
She sees what he's putting on Twitter and
yeah,
I don't know.
I assume she at least heard what his last stream was.
Well, she probably communicates with him.
I feel honestly worse for Gator because he's been friends with Ralph for like 4 years, and this is fucking awful. This fucking tweet, like, sorry you guys had to witness that this evening. I tried everything I could. Yeah, like, dude, that feel. Oh,
yeah.
Oh, Etika's back in the. In the news, what is Etika back in the description of Etika's video is literally a suicide letter. Oh God!
Is that against TOS? I'm pretty sure.
Can we get a link?
Is he gonna live stream it?
I want to see an Enhero. It's been a while. Can I get a link?
With Etika though, like I have you been watching? Holy shit! That guy is fucking nuts, but he's like he's fucking rich as shit.
How do you spell that shit?
Etika.
DLive?
No, this is a guy who's got like a million YouTube followers.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. He was like really famous because he was live streaming the police coming to his.
Oh, it's this dude. Okay.
Yeah, it's Etika. Yeah, it's that black dude.
He didn't need to mention his color, sir.
Yeah, I know, all right.
Etika, whose hair looks like the Final Destination stage.
Oh, hey, Duke! It's wait, Viridian!
Did Ralph really just upload that stream too?
Like, Etika's
you didn't hear him in here? He was talking about, like, yeah, I'll get it up on the podcast later. Like, he was fucking wanted to hear it again. Like, Jesus Christ.
No, no one wants to hear that. Let's just put that in the past.
Like I said, Ralph just needs to take some gym time, and he'll be fine. If he doesn't take gym time, he'll be Tonka.
Gym time as in, like, gym medicare or gym
yeah,
time
gym,
as in
Gym has spurged before, multiple times, and he just disappears for a while. And he'll come back, and he's fine.
When has Jim ever spurged out like this?
It's basically whenever he fucking feels like it.
Yeah, whenever he feels... He got close to it with Sargon. When he was talking about rubbing shit all over himself, he pulled back quick on that, though. But, you know, the drunk stream where he was fingering his girl and stuff and he fucking disappeared later?
No, he disappeared. Yeah. Well, hold on. He didn't disappear because of that. He disgusted with what gamer he had become.
He sort of bugged out over.
And it was like all around the same time.
No, he openly cops to, like, you know, Jade is fucking hot shit. I would cop to that too.
Wow. Wait, is there photos
standards. I remember right, it was a kill stream where he was, fucking yelling at Diogenes because Diogenes was being a nigger.
Man, I
how's it going,
Viridian?
I'm doing okay. The Ralph thing just reminds me of my dad, but it's even sadder.
Oof.
Damn. That's rough.
Yep. Also, 6 more weeks until 3 houses. Did I ask you what you thought about it?
3 houses, so who the fuck is...
Can you just fucking get rid of Onion Wizard?
Yeah, I'll get rid of Onion Wizard.
Onion Wizard. Nobody fucking likes him.
Oh, no, you didn't ban him, did you? Oh.
No, I'm not gonna ban him. I'm just gonna ban him because he's an annoying faggot.
Okay.
Yeah. I'm looking forward to it because it looks like there's time management mechanics that won't let you fucking what's it called, like min max and shit and power level and grind and shit. Come so on. Like you have to like put some planning into shit. It looks like they like took all the lessons that they learned from Persona and like internalized them hard.
If you're interested about Flam Stream, it's pretty much that.
I mean, in Shadows of Valentia, I really can min-max 4 units.
Was there grinding in Shadows of Valentia? That's like the one I didn't play. I was burned out from Fates being shit.
Fates almost killed it. Awakening started my Emergent series, and then Fates was just terrible.
Yeah, Fates was... Although it looks like they learned their lesson and they're not going to try to say there's 3 different storylines, but you got to pay for it 3 fucking different times there, goy.
I mean, at least in defense of it, it's 2 games for the price of 1.
2.5, but yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know, but having the entire second scenario as being like $30 DLC is just like, eh. Or was it 20? I can't remember.
It was 20 each, so both the DLCs came up to the price of the base cartridge.
I don't think I've ever been happy with DLC I paid for.
I think the only DLC that I've ever enjoyed is DLC to Dead Space 3.
I didn't even enjoy
Fallout
Dead Space 3.
The Zeta one was pretty good.
Oh yeah, Fallout 3 has good DLC. Fallout 4 had really good DLC.
Left 4 Dead DLC
would be okay if you can actually aim down the fucking sights of your weapon.
Yeah,
mods, bro, mods.
Yeah, I just discovered the world of mods in one of these VR games that I have, so I get to lop off people's heads with the Guts's dragon art. Dragon Slayer.
Nice.
So yeah, like what my streams are. Me just like shit, like 30 minutes and talking about weeb shit. So if that's what's interesting you, then go watch that. And if not, then I don't know.
I like video games, so I definitely follow.
YouTube. All right. Well, thanks guys. I'm gonna go live. Hope you guys have a great night.
Good night, Flamenco.
Yeah. Thanks.
All right. Rasputin.
Yeah, exactly. Holy shit, there's a lot of people in there.
Swastika wave!
That better not be Plit Gang.
Yeah, it could be. All this shit has got them way more active than lately.
Who keeps leaving and coming back?
Seth, your mic is so low.
I said, who keeps leaving and coming back?
God, there's no telling.